I'm remembering awareness as you're settling in, sitting down, adjusting yourself, sipping a cup of tea, whatever you're doing in this moment. Awareness is available. Remembering that simple light touch and just aware of what's already here. Nothing special we have to be paying attention to. No particular state we have to have in order to be aware, to be mindful. And in the formal practice, we can support our capacity to be aware. This natural human capacity to know that we know. We can support that with relaxation of body. And relaxation of mind. Are you aware? Noticing that quality, that capacity of awareness itself. Maybe just simply recognizing at first that you know that you're aware. That's a place to begin. Are you aware? What is happening? What is obvious? Aware of sounds, body sensations, thoughts or moods. Aware of experience, these. streams of experience that come through the sensitive receivers of our sense bases. Sight, sound, maybe even sometimes smell or taste. Touch. And the experience of the mind, knowing, feeling, recognizing, and relating to experience. Often our most familiar way to be aware, be mindful, is with awareness of experience, awareness of objects of experience, the sights, the mind states, the emotions, the thoughts, the body sensations. Aware of those. Mindfulness can recognize specific aspects or qualities of these experiences. And that's often where the attention goes. It will notice in the body, it'll notice heat, coolness, pressure, vibration, tingling. Sound, it will notice pitch and tone. Is a very natural function of this capacity to be aware of what's happening in the present moment, to be aware of the things, of the experiences. Really useful. Also possible to have awareness of awareness itself, aware that we are aware. We may not be quite as familiar with noticing this. Partly we know awareness is working through how it experiences objects, through how it receives objects. Being aware that we are aware doesn't mean that we lose connection with the objects of awareness. It's not like turning around to look at awareness. It's more of a stepping back or opening up and recognizing this part, this is part of experience too, this awareness. Sometimes feels like falling back. We know awareness not by trying to focus on it, but by opening. Sayadaw has used an analogy about being aware of awareness. It's kind of like using glasses, or if you have glasses, need the glasses to see the world. The entire way we see the world is because we have the glasses. The clarity of the world comes into possibility because of the glasses, but we're often not really noticing that we have glasses. We're just looking at the world. But it's possible, perhaps, to become aware that the glasses are functioning for us. And partly we become aware of that through the clarity or the way in which we are seeing. We know we have glasses on or not because of the way the world is received through the eyes. We don't really turn around and look at the glasses. It's more understanding or knowing how the world is being received through the glasses. The objects don't disappear. The sights don't disappear. In fact, the very sights help us to know the awareness, the glasses, in the same way. The receiving of the objects the mind can know the awareness through that receiving. Are you aware? What is obvious? Our mind has the capacity to recognize awareness. At first, it may simply be knowing that you are aware. Without quite knowing how we know that, that's okay. Let go of that. You're trying to figure it out. It's simple, actually. Are you aware? Knowing that, that's enough. We can also become aware of different ways awareness receives experience. It might pick up one object after another in succession. A body sensation, a pulsing, a sight, a sound, another sound, a body sensation, a mood. A thought. It may feel as though one object arises and replaces another one. This replacing of experience after experience. It might feel like there's a shifting, a flow from one experience to another. Maybe feeling like the awareness is following the objects. Or it might feel like awareness is kind of settled back, and objects are coming in to awareness. It might feel like there's a jumpiness, like there's one object and then suddenly another object just pops in, not feeling like a flow between experiences at all, but very discrete popping quality. It might be that awareness is focusing on one thing, staying there for a while, not shifting from experience to experience. With some interest to be with something for a little while. Or it might feel more broad, taking in many things at the same time. Sometimes the experience can be very precise, clear, sometimes diffuse and fuzzy. There's no right way, no better way to notice how awareness is working. All of these different ways are useful in their own time, in their own way, and our minds will. Shift from one way of attending to another. So just noticing how it is for you in this moment. Are you aware? An awareness receiving experience. How is awareness receiving experience? And yet, not even preferencing awareness of awareness. Because sometimes the attention will be more inclined towards noticing the quality of the object rather than the quality of the awareness. Our minds have the capacity to be aware of objects, to be aware that we're aware, to be aware of both at the same time. And there may be a shifting between these. What is the experience right now? Are you aware? What is obvious?